Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Mark Knopfler, Dire Straits, bringing us back to 23 after the hour. Celebrate Small Business Advocate Show's 23rd anniversary and 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman, who's been an abiding supporter of all the things that we do here now for almost 23 years. Barbara Weltman, thank you for being here. Thank you for your longtime support.
Oh, always a pleasure. Always.
So, big ideas for small business. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Give us the website.
Big ideas for small business.com.
Big ideas for smallbusiness.com. I finally got it, folks. And so check it out, folks. You can find her books there. You can sign up for her daily blast that she puts out. It's awesome. It's short and sweet, to the point, and brilliant. Barbara is one of the top small business tax experts in the galaxy. One of the top two, by the way. There are only two, and we know both of them. Hey, Barbara, what about the tax situation for the rest of the year? What is there can be done to affect taxes in 2020 and improve our tax situation?
Okay, well, I think for people in business, you have at this time of the year you're juggling two streams of thought for tax planning. So one is, what can you do for 2020 taxes? And what do you have to do to get ready for 2021? Because now is the time, if you have employees, to get them signed up for their benefit plans for 2021. So you have to check on what the dollar limits are and such. So if you're going to have medical FSAs, if you're going to have, if they're going to participate in 401k plans, all of those things have to be done now before, during a notice period in 2020 so that it could start on January 1. So that's one thing you have to take care of. And while you're doing that, you want to look at what you can do to minimize your taxes for 2020. Now, the thing for this year is that, unfortunately, many businesses are in loss situations. And so they're not really looking to minimize their taxes so much as afloat. And one of the things that they can be doing is if they think they're going to, if they're having a loss situation for 2020, they'll be qualified to take a net operating loss carryback for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to wait until you file your 2020 return to do this. You can do this procedure called a quick refund, which could be filed after the end of the year, and so your CPA should be looking at your numbers and be ready to submit that paperwork right away so you can get your cash refund. You don't have to wait.
So the good news is you can do a loss carry back. The bad news is you can't do a loss carry forward.
Well, you can, but if you don't use it up, if you either waive the carry back or you don't use up everything in the as you carry it back.
Yeah.
You still have the carry forward. But again, so I think what businesses need to do now is sit down and see their numbers year to date. Are you going to be in a profit situation or are you going to be in a loss situation? And deciding in which category you fall dictates the activities that you take. So clearly, if you're in a profit situation and a number of businesses still had a good year, then you want to employ strategies to minimize it. Maybe you want to buy equipment before the end of the year to that you can write off entirely through various tax rules like bonus depreciation.
Right.
If you on the cash basis in reporting, which most small businesses are, you can defer income by waiting till the end of the year to send out bills so you don't get paid till next year, or accelerate some of your deductions. Like I said, stock up on material and supplies and pay off all your outstanding payables and take those steps that will reduce your taxes. But again,
one of the things that's going to be hit is a lot of people who would like to fund their, like a SEP IRA or something like that, mm-hmm. it's going to be hard for them to do it. Correct me if I'm wrong here, because, yes, they do get a nice deduction for that, but they're not in 100% tax bracket. So they got to have the cash to be able to get the deduction.
Well, yeah, and again, it depends on the retirement plan that you have, whether you have to be profitable to have a profit-sharing plan.
Right.
So, again, you know, you got to look at that. It's a very unusual year, and I think the number one thing to do is sit down with your CPA or other tax advisor right now. There's plenty of time between now and the end of the year to take action that will favorably impact your tax picture for 2020 as well as 2021.
Can we say right now that people need to expect to file extensions for 2020 more than ever before, because there's a good chance that our dysfunctional government will not get around to finalizing all how the deductions will be for this year until later in the year? What do you think?
Well, who knows? You know, I'm just saying,
get ready, get ready. You may not know by the time it's time to file in March and April. You may not know what the final result is for the taxes.
Well, that's certainly true. And I was asked a question yesterday. We're going to have file automatic extensions like we did for 2020 to July.
Probably not.
And my answer is, who knows?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Probably not this time.
But you just don't know.
Big ideas for smallbusiness.com is the website. You can find Barbara there. Hey, Barbara, thanks again for being here and helping us celebrate. See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.